This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 o'clock hour on a Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and Rangers. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and we're live all over the place on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube as Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals is set to kick off tomorrow night at the AAC. Where are you on the trying to get tickets meter?
Well, tomorrow, I got the kids tomorrow night. On Wednesdays, I have my kids. And then Friday, it's my weekend. So I'm out for game one and two. The earliest I'd be able to go would be game five. I can make a call, you know, try to get some tickets. But I don't know. It's really enjoying watching the games on TV, too. And avoiding the, you know, it is. Like the last two times we went to the AAC, I don't know if it was the construction around there. And I haven't been down there in recently to see. But it was awful. Get in and out.
Yeah, I want to get tickets. It's just a matter of, do I want to try to find a good resale market deal, or do I want to cash in a favor?
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Do you have a favor to cash in?
Yeah, like, I know there are people that I could call that, but you also go, like, would I rather use that favor on something else later? Like, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I think I could if I needed to, but otherwise I may just get resale market.
Game two is Friday night?
Yep.
Hmm. How many do you think tickets you think you could get?
Probably like four, I would guess.
Well,
yes. Why? What are you looking to go?
I mean, if I get free tickets on a Friday night, it could be a possibility. So right now on Game Time, the super deal is row 104, row E, $457 a piece. The amazing deal, section 328, row T, $186 a piece.
With fees, or is that like the secret? Where
that includes
the
fees. No. Okay. Game time.
They include the fees.
They include the fees. They do a
game
nice
time
job
does
there.
It right.
Jason Greger is joining us to preview. He is the host of the Jason Greger Show in Edmonton on Sports 1440 here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jason. Did we get the last name correct?
You did. No emphasis on the or, so that's perfect.
Okay, I thought that you knew RJ because your background photo is you power cleaning and RJ.
Like a deadlift, yeah.
There's a deadlift. So I thought you guys were the friends, but you know him through someone else.
I know him through my friend Chris. I was like, he's from Edmonton.
Okay.
And I was like, you got anybody up there? He goes, yeah, hit my guy Jason. So thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, no problem, fellas.
What's the weight on here?
I think that. Oh, geez, that picture's a few years ago. I think that was like 400 back then.
All right, are you up or down from that?
Oh, I don't lift heavy weights anymore.
Okay,
it's not
get old, man. Get old.
You lift more reps, and they say it's better now. So, yeah.
Jason, how is this matchup different? Just kind of overall with your summary compared to last year when these two teams faced off.
Well, every year it's obviously different, right? Like, there's Mikko Rantanen. Let's start there. You got a superstar player on Dallas that wasn't there last year. So, that's going to change it. Coming into the series, you know, everybody says Dallas has more depth. Well, they got more paper depth, but on the ice, they don't have more depth, at least on the playoffs, right? Like, their depth guys have fallen off, right? Like, so I would say right now, Edmonton, funny enough, isn't relying on their superstars as much as they were last year. And right now it's Dallas relying on a superstar, and you can win when you have a superstar. That's the advantage, right? Like, it's why Carolina never wins. Because when push comes to shove, they don't have a game breaker. So I think that's the biggest difference. Dallas has that. Heiskanen coming back is obviously huge for Dallas. I watched game six, and he looked like the Miro Heiskanen that we've known in game six. He was flying up the ice. And so I'm curious if Dallas is going to go with seven defensemen, or if they're like, okay, Miro's good, we can go with six. And then get, because I think Dallas, if I've looked at their first two rounds, and you guys watch them closer than I do, but the Ben Sagan Duchesne line isn't working. Okay, like, they've done literally jack squat at 5-on-5. So I don't know why you wouldn't put Ben back with Robertson and Wyatt Johnson, because that line was great in the regular season, and put Marchman back with Duchesne, because they work. So I'm curious if we see Pete DeBoer switch that. Edmonton's, the biggest difference for them is their defense. It's way more mobile. They got puck movers all over the place. Jake Walman has come in and been great. And John Klingberg, who, you know, Stars fans know, when Klingberg's on his game, he's a hell of a player. And you know what? In the regular season after Edmonton signed him, I'm like, geez, I'm not sure this guy could help. He didn't look very good. Then he got an infection, was out another 3 weeks. And since he's come back, all of a sudden, John Klingberg looks like a really good player again, and he's moving the puck. And, you know, he doesn't have the straightaway speed that he had in Dallas, but his lateral movement is where he creates space on the ice. And he's been excellent. Him and Walman, as a quote, third pair, they play more minutes than the third pair, but, you know, they've been the best third pair in the NHL playoffs by a mile.
Jason, McDavid hasn't scored a ton this playoffs. He's been in a lot of assists, so he's been in on the action. He just hasn't gotten the goals. Has he been trying to change his game up and be more of a facilitator, or it hasn't come to him yet?
He's never a big goal scorer. It's funny. I went back and looked through the first two rounds last year, and after, like, going into the Western Conference Final last year, he had more points, but he had the same amount of goals. He just had more assists, right? McDavid will, as great of a player he is, there's still times where you're like, man, shoot the puck, right? Like, he'll be right in the slot, he'll dish it off. So, McDavid's still dangerous. You know, obviously got Leon Draisaitl, both of them. Although, you know, I'm kind of curious, Draisaitl's line, you know, like, they shut down Eichel's line. Like, you know, it's a unique situation to have a superstar player and say, hey, we're going to have you shut down another team's best guy. And that's what happened in the Vegas series when they had back-to-back shutouts. So I'm curious to kind of see what DeBoer and Knobloch will do in line matching. Are you going to put Rupe Hintz against McDavid? Or is Knobloch going to try to get Draisaitl's line out against Hintz and Rantanen? That, to me, there's always the gamesmanship there. Like, I'm sure Heiskanen's going to get McDavid just because he skates so well. You know, him and Thomas Harley. Like, that's the best pair, I would argue, maybe in the NHL, and when they're healthy, and definitely the best pair in the series.
Jason Gregor joining us here to talk Oilers Stars ahead of the Western Conference Finals. Jason, speaking of Connor McDavid, I saw a quote from him the other day where he was talking about the special teams are going to need to really get going, that the power play is going to be a big thing here for Edmonton. Yep. And Dallas has been great on the penalty kill this entire postseason. Is that where you think this series ultimately comes down to, is just who gets the advantage in those power plays?
Well, it will definitely help. The question is, fellas, like, what are we going to see? Are we going to see more than two power plays a game? Like, it's mind-blowing how few power plays we see. At least, you know, in the Edmonton series, I haven't gone game by game in the Dallas series. But, you know, the games I watched later, we're not seeing a ton of power plays. So, now, even if you only get two a game, you know, if you can score a goal, that's obviously key. Edmonton's power play was only 9% against Vegas, and they still won because they're getting such great contributions from their depth. But historically, that's, you know, I'm not sure that's going to last. So, yeah, you're going to need your power play. Like, they can't go 9%. The Oilers don't have a power play goal on the road in the playoffs.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yet, right? They didn't score one in L.A. and they didn't score any in Vegas. So, you know, that would be a key tomorrow night, is if the Oilers power play can get going on the road and just get going in general. I thought they were too static. I thought at times they were a little bit too stubborn, looking for the perfect play, right? And that can be as great as their power play has been now for 5 years, because it's obviously historically been one of the best the league's ever seen. When they get into their little ruts, it's usually because they try to be too pretty and they're a little stubborn, always trying to force that one-timer to Draisaitl and just not shooting the puck. Like, they only had 18 power play shots in their first unit in the whole series against Vegas. So it's not enough. That's not even one shot per minute, because they had 21 minutes of power play time with the first unit on the ice. So they got to shoot the puck more. And, you know, obviously power play can make a difference when you think about it, right? Maybe there's only 4 minutes in a game and you score one in 4 minutes. Well, your odds are pretty good of maybe winning. So, yeah, they need it. And then their penalty kill, it's like the numbers look awful because they started so terrible against L.A. Like, L.A. scored 5 of their first 6 power play chances. Since then, Edmonton's been better. I still, you know, a lot of it comes down to Skinner. And, you know, when he's on, then their penalty kill's decent.
Jason Gregor from 1440 in Edmonton joining us to preview the Western Conference Finals. The over-under for tonight's game one in the East is 5.5 goals. Tomorrow night, it's 6.5. And someone who I respect his opinion said, be prepared. You got to win 6-5 games in this Western Conference series. Do you agree with that? And if so, why so high scoring?
Well, I definitely don't agree with that. Look at last year. Goals become less as the playoffs go along. The teams are better. I think the players are closer to their goal. People are cheating less for offense. You know, what Dallas scored 3 goals once in the series last year in 6 games, right? Edmonton, I think, scored more than 3 times, but if you know, one of those was an empty netter for sure. So I definitely, like, hey, I love offense. Like, if you ask me, can I watch a 2-1 or a 6-5? Give me 6-5 all day long. You got lead changes, you got emotion, it's way better. But, I'm not holding my breath for that. The Eastern Conference Final, God, you might have put it at 4.5 the way Carolina's playing. Like, it's probably the most boring hockey. It's like they're the New Jersey Devils of 2025. Like, God, I don't know if you guys try to watch any of those games, but man, if you can't sleep, just turn on that series and it'd be lights out. So, I there'll be a game or two where it's 4-3 in Dallas, but I think we'll see a lot of 3-2 games, more so than we'll see 5-4, unfortunately.
Jason, Skinner was not good in the first 2 games of the playoffs against the Kings. He was tremendous in the last 2 against Vegas. Obviously, in the middle, he was yanked in there. But what has been, how inconsistent has he been?
Yeah, you know, the first 2 games, the numbers look awful because the team was awful. Like, they were giving Adrian Kempe, like, 3 Mississippis wide open in the slot, and of course he'd bury it. Now, I don't think Skinner actually let in a bad goal in those 2 games. He just didn't make a big save, right? And you need your goalie at some point to make a big save. Stu Skinner's, he's consistent in the sense that he's inconsistent. So, last year, you know what? Started well, had 2 brutal games against Vancouver, got pulled for 2 games, came back in, and then it was lights out, right? Like, you know, he outplayed Ottinger last year in that series. right? He only allowed more than two goals once. He had like a 1.91 goals against average and 922 save percentage. And this year, those first two games, he didn't look confident. He came back in. They had a tough break losing that game three. The only game they lost to Vegas was when Vegas scored with 0.4 seconds left on an own goal by Dreisaitl. But Skinner, I thought, in the last two games, usually when your goalie has a shutout, your team's not giving up a ton, and that's the case. They didn't give up a lot. And then they did. He made a breakaway save on Barbashev in the first period of game four, and his body, it just seemed like that was like, a boost for him. And then after that, he's just calm and net. He read the play very well. He was never scrambly. And since then, he's obviously looked really good, go back-to-back shutout. So he'll come in with a lot of confidence. And, Skinner seems to have to, it's almost like he has to get disciplined by his coach. He's like, you got to sit down. And then once it goes, okay, coach. And then he comes back and he's good. So, because if you go back to last year in his final 15 games after getting benched, all right, he only allowed more than two goals four times. And then since then, coming back against Vegas, you're posting back-to-back shutouts. He'll come in with a lot of confidence. And they're going to need him because they don't have an option, right? Like, Calvin Pickard's not even dressing yet as the backup. He's not even practicing with the team. He still hurts. And so I think it's Skinner or bust for Edmonton the whole series. Because I don't, like, if you got to go to Olivier Rodrigue, your AHL goaltender, you got some real problems.
What's your pick for the series?
Well, I picked Edmonton at the start of the playoffs. And I know people say, you're home or whatever. But look at how many people picked LA. Look at how many people picked Vegas. Like, I think Edmonton's good. And what people overlooked was Edmonton's regular season was not really a reflection of their team, right? Klingberg didn't play very much. Kane didn't play one game. Trent Frederick played 7 minutes because of, that's true. Those two guys have come in and they've really solidified the depth. Like, you got Evander Kane on, your quasi-third line right now, and he's playing great. He's big, he's physical, he's healthy. Like, last year, Kane was playing on, like, a half a leg, couldn't skate, right? Was really a non-factor after, I think, the first eight games of the playoffs. He dressed until game two of the cup, and then he was out. So, the Oilers, how do I word this? Where, not that they were holding back, but in a sense, like, they weren't physical at all, guys. Like, they set NHL record for the fewest hits in the regular season. Like,
wow.
Their head coach did say, he kind of told McDavid, hey, dial it back a bit, right? So and people are going to say, well, they weren't trying. It's not they weren't trying. They just weren't exerting themselves physically. And you look at the playoffs, like, Zach Hyman is a one-man wrecking crew right now. Like, he's not scoring as many goals as he did last year. He's got 70. He had 13 hits in the game five against Vegas. He had 12 in the other game. Like, he is punishing guys. And not just little hits, guys. Like, there's, like, you can rub a guy out. But Hyman's, like, he's been rocking guys. And Kane and Frederick, they're way more physical. So they got speed. I think they're a faster team than Dallas. And to me, if Dallas wins, it's going to be Ottinger's going to have to be great like he was against Winnipeg, because I thought he was easily better than Hellebuck by a mile. And, I think it's going to be a long series. And I do think the Heiskanen health, him and Harley, that can be, like, that to me is what would concern Edmonton, is those two, they're probably going to play 25 minutes a night, maybe more. And, they're two of the best defensemen in the league. So if they can kind of limit Edmonton's top line, and if Dallas's depth, which was great in the regular season, right? Like, they had the second most goals, 5-on-5 amongst any forward group with 157. But, like, here's the stat, if I'm a Stars fan, that if this doesn't change, they can't win. Robertson, Benn, Duchesne, and Sagan combined have one goal and two assists, 5-on-5 in the playoffs. Like, you can't win when those are guys, what? They're probably, forwards, well, four through seven. Those are kind of like your core forwards after your main guys. And they've done nothing. Now, they're capable of it. We saw their production. So I just think Edmonton's depth's playing better right now, and it's hard to just flip a switch in the playoffs. So that's why I'll stick with Edmonton.
Jason, this was absolutely fantastic, especially the end. We appreciate it. Enjoy the series. Hopefully we can have you on again.
Anytime, fellas. Have a great one.
Jason Gregor from 1440 in Edmonton on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah. What did he want to do?
Reitma got it.
What did he want to do?
Let's see if the Tolos and the Fan text.
Oh, they got it already.
Oh, they got it.
Hey, he was good.
He was fantastic.
He was very good.
He was very, very good. All right. Protect your Apple Pay, and would you ever let your ex have access to the bank account? It's PP in the morning.
Yeah.
Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.